Isra Chag Sukkos, Wednesday the 10th of October, Harav,
Akiva
Schwartz, and the subject is
Mitzvah Seish Hazman Groma of Tzitzis.
Mitzvah Seish Hazman Groma of Tzitzis.
Good morning and Gesinte Winter. We've just spent a month, we've spent through Elul and Rosh Hashanah, Ases Mitzvah, Yom Kippur and Sukkos, coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Today is Yizru Chag, and Simchas Torah is at the end of Sukkos. Maybe this is because if we want to stick, we want to stay close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kutsha Brichu V'Arai Sechatu, if we stick with the Dveikus to Torah, then we can continue this situation which we've been in of Lifnei Hashem, Rebbeinu should help us, and it's Hashem, that we should be able to be Mamshech and keep up the Ashpos of Yontif for the Gesunta Winter. The Gemara in Menachos of Mem Gimel brings a Machloikis Tanoim. Machloikis Tanoim, whether there's a Chiev of Tzitzis Balayla. Why should there not be a Chiev of Mitzvahs Balayla? In the parsha of Tzitzis, it doesn't say anywhere Bayoim or Balayla, because it says Uri Isa Moisoi, you have to see your Tzitzis, and therefore, according to Rav Shimon, which is what we paskin like, we learn out of Uri Isa Moisoi that the Ksus Laila is potter from Tzitzis. A beggar Laila, by night a person is potter from Tzitzis, because it says Uri Isa Moisoi, you've got to be able to see your Tzitzis. And the Gemara in Kedushin, therefore, when the Gemara goes through the list of mitzvahs which Noshim Apaturos, we know that the rule is that Noshim Apaturos from any mitzvahs, I say, any positive commandments, Shazman Groma. So the Gemara lists amongst the mitzvahs, Shazman Groma, the Gemara lists the mitzvah of Tzitzis. Why is Tzitzis a mitzvah, I say, Shazman Groma? Why does it depend on time? Because the pasuk says, Arisamoy, so we paskin like Rav Shimon, and therefore by night there's no Chiv Tzitzis. There's no chiv tzitzis by night, henceforth it's a mitzvah saseh, shazman groma, and noshim apaturais. Now it's interesting, the loshon of the Gemara, the loshon of Rav Shimon, ori isa moisoi, prat liksus laila. The Gemara doesn't actually say that by day you're chayav the tzitzis and by night you're potter from tzitzis, rather the Gemara says ksus laila, implying that it doesn't depend on the time of day, but rather that it depends on the type of beget. A ksus yoim is chayav b'tzitzis, and a ksus laila is potter from tzitzis. Now this is a very big machlokes rishonim. When we speak about laila not being the time of tzitzis, like we've said, and therefore tzitzis becomes a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, tzitzis becomes a mitzvah which depends on time, does it depend on what time of day or night you're wearing the beget? I.e., if I wear a beged by day, whatever type of beged it is, I'm chayav b'tzitzis, and when I wear a beged by night, then I'm potter b'tzitzis. Or does it depend on the type of beged? If I'm wearing, like the Gemara says, a ksus yoim, I'm chayav b'tzitzis, a beged which is set aside, which is reserved for day, then I'm chayav b'tzitzis. If I'm wearing a ksus laila, a beged which is a night beged, whether I'm wearing it by day or night, I'm potter from tzitzis. This is a very big machlokes rishonim. The emphasis is more than two shittas, but we'll stick to the two easier shittas, which is the Rosh and his group, and the Rambam and his group. The Rambam understood kipshuta, that if Laila is lavzman tzitzis, like we speak about other mitzvahs which you can only do by day, for example, we just had the mitzvah of lulav. Lulav you can only do by day, so that means I do it by day, not by night. So the Rambam understood the same as with tzitzis. If the Gemara's memayit Laila from tzitzis because of the pasuk avari isim oisai, that means that by day, if I put on a four-cornered garment, I'm chayav to put on tzitzis. I put the same beged on by night, I'm potter from putting on tzitzis. However, the Rosh and his group understood, with many rais each way, that when the Gemara says ksus laila, that implies, like we said, that it's not tolly in the time of day, but rather on the type of beged. And therefore the Rosh understood, if you take a beged, which is miyuchad, set aside, reserved, a day beged, so to speak, then you mechuyev to put on tzitzis, whether you're wearing it by day or whether you're wearing it by night. If you take a beged which is meyuchad lelaila, a beged which is reserved for the night, whenever you wear that beged, whether you wear it by day or by night, then you're potter from tzitzis. That's the machlokes rishonim between the Rosh and his group and the Rambam and his group. According to the Rambam, again, it's tolui on the time of day. According to the Rosh, it depends on the type of beged. But either way, for some reason, it's called the mitzvah saseh shazman groma. Like we said, when the Gemara in Kedushin goes through the lists of mitzvahs which are tzoli on time, the Gemara goes through the list of mitzvahs which women are pturais, the Gemara includes tzitzis on the list. Tzitzis is the mitzvah saseh shazman groma, which leads us to the obvious question which Tosfos asks, that bishleim, if you learn like the Rambam, that somebody who wears a beged by day is chayv with tzitzis, somebody who wears the same beged by night is potter from tzitzis, understood it's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. This mamish depends on time. It's like the mitzvah of nudah, for example, which we said noshma paturos, because of the same reason it's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. Because if I wear this beged the day, during the day, I'm chayv to put on tzitzis. If I wear this beged by night, I'm potter to put on tzitzis. That's a classical mitzvah saseh shazman groma. However, if I learn like the Rosh and his group, that learn that it doesn't depend on the time of day, but rather depends on the type of beged. A beged yoim is chayv b'tzitzis even by laila. A beged laila is part of tzitzis even by yoim. Why on earth should this be a mitzvah saseh shazman groma? If it's a beged which is a day beged, then I'm chayv to put on tzitzis whenever I wear it, 24/7. And if it's a type of beged which is a night beged, then I'm potter from putting on tzitzis whenever I wear it, even by day. So it's a mitzvah which is either continuous or non-existent at all. Why should it be considered a mitzvah saseh shazman groma? This question is proposed by Tosfos in Kedushin, like we said. And Tosfos says, Afal pi kein, v'inishvi, says Tosfos, the goyrim, the cause of whether I'm chayev to put on tzitzis on this beged or not, has got to do with day or night. Not so directly, maybe, like other mitzvahs, where it literally depends on whether I'm putting it on by doing it by day or doing it by night. This is more indirectly, says Tosfos, because if it's a nighttime beggar, then potter from tzitzis. If it's a daytime beggar, then chayv with tzitzis. So it's got to do with night and day. Again, it's not so direct. It's not like I'm chayv by day and I'm potter by night. But still, if it's a day beggar, then chayv. If it's a night beggar, then potter. So that's also, to an extent, got to do with day and night. And therefore, it's considered the mitzvah saseh shazman groma. A big chiddush of Tosfos, that this is also considered the mitzvah saseh shazman groma, which means we have a mitzvah amongst the mitzvahs, a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, amongst the mitzvahs which noshma patura is considered the mitzvah saseh shazman groma, even though this mitzvah is ongoing, it's a continuous mitzvah, according to these rishonim, because according to these rishonim, like we said, I can wear this beged as much as I want, I can wear this beged by night, I'll be chayv with tzitzis, and I'm chayv, like we said, 24/7 to put on tzitzis to this beged as long as it's a beged yoim. Afa pikein, I'm only chayv because it's a beged yoim, so it does depend to a certain extent on day and night. That's what Tosfos says in Kedushin, that it blives the mitzvah seishes man groma, bein lefi the Rambam, bein lefi the Rosh. Other Rishonim, because of this question, Taka changed their shitta, so it's a very stark akasha, but Tosfos blives with this, that it remains a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, whether it's got to do with wearing it by day or night, or whether it's got to do with the type of beggar that it is, it stays a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. If there's time, Halavai, we could get back to this Tosfos and focus more on Tosfos chiddush on mitzvah saseh shazman groma, but let's move on. So as we said, we've got this Machlokes Rishonim. Again, just to recap, when the Torah says, Ureisa Moisoi, but tzitzis, we're passing like Reb Shimon, Ureisa Moisoi, the Gemara says, is prat, liksus laila, it excludes liksus laila. And we had Machlokes Rishonim, two groups in the Rishonim, what liksus laila means. Does it mean a beged which is worn at night, or does it mean a night beged, a beged which is reserved for the night? Either way, it's Mitzvah Saseh Shazman Groma, and like we said, Tosfos explains why. Now, la halacha, because we've got these two shittas in the Rishonim, and it's unclear who to paskin like, so we have to take out the rules, we have to use the rules, which we know, which is when it comes to the chiv of putting tzitzis onto the beged, which type of beged am I chayv to put on tzitzis to, that's a safik deraisa. We know the rule is any safik deraisa is the chumrah. So if I have any beged which according to any of these two shittas is chayv b'tzitzis, I've got to make sure to put on tzitzis. I.e., if I've got even a nighttime beged which I'm wearing by day, I've got to put on tzitzis. Why do I have to put on tzitzis? Because according to the Rambam, everything depends on night or day. It doesn't matter what type of beged this is. So I take this beged, even a beged laila, if I wear it by yom, I've got to put on tzitzis. The opposite way round, if by night I'm wearing a beged yoim, I've also got to put on tzitzis, because I'm wearing a beged yoim, and according to the Rosh, a beged yoim by laila is chayv with tzitzis. therefore I've got to put on tzitzis, even though it's night time, because it could be it's tali on the beged, and it's a beged yoim, so I've got to put on tzitzis. So either way, whether I'm wearing a beged laila b'yoim, I'm have to put on tzitzis, because b'choshesh, for the Rambam shita, everything depends on day. And when I'm wearing a beged yoim b'laila, I've also got to put on tzitzis, because b'choshesh, for the shita sarosh, that everything depends on a beged yoim. So those are the two shittas, and we go l'chumra. But when we get to the shaila of making a bracha, it's all very good to put on tzitzis because you're choshesh for the Rambam and you're choshesh for the Rosh, but when we get to making a bracha, when we know the rule regarding making a bracha is sofik bracha slahakel. That means if I'm not sure whether I can make a bracha, and if I can't make a bracha according to all the Rishonim, so I've got to be choshesh and not make a bracha. Therefore, and that's how it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Yod Ches, I can only make a bracha if I've got Bein the Rambam and Bein the Rosh both on my side. And when is that? When do I have a case where I can make a bracha Bein Lefi the Rambam, Bein Lefi the Rosh? That's only if I have a beged ksus yoim, a beged which is set aside for day, and it's bayoim. So then I've got both groups of the Rishonim on my side. Because if it's toloi on the beged, then this is a beged yoim. And if it's toloi on the zman, then it's bayoim. So again, to put on tzitzis is a shayla of safek d'oraisa lechumra. I've got to be machmir and only put on tzitzis when I've got a case where the Rambam and the Rosh both agree I can put on tzitzis. I'm chayav with tzitzis. Sorry, when it comes to putting on tzitzis, then I've got to be machmir and put on tzitzis whether I'm chayav according to the Rosh and whether, or I'm chayav according to the Rambam. That means either ksus yoim balayla or even ksus layla bayoim. When it comes to making a bracha on tzitzis, we apply the rule of safik brachas lahakel, and I can only make a bracha on my tzitzis, which is how we paskin. You can only make a bracha on tzitzis. If you're wearing a beged yoim, it's not meyuchad lelayla, it's a beged yoim, and I'm putting it on bayoim, then I've got bein the Rambam, bein the Rosh, and I can make a bracha on the tzitzis. So just quickly to recap, there's a pasuk by tzitzis, we say every time we say Krishma, of a re'isa ma'isai. The Gemara learns out from a re'isa ma'isai that the only chayv to wear tzitzis by day. We brought the machlokes Rishonim between the Rambam and the Rosh, two groups of Rishonim. What does the Gemara mean that when the Gemara excludes Laila? Does the Gemara mean to exclude wearing a beged by night? Or does the Gemara mean to exclude wearing a nighttime beged? The Rosh holds everything depends on the type of beged. The Rambam holds everything depends on the time of day. We're choshesh lahalacha for both shittas, which means that if I've got a case where either like the Rambam or like the Rosh, I've got to put on tzitzis, then I've taka got to put on tzitzis. But if it comes to when it comes to making a bracha, then I can only make a bracha if it's a beged yoim bayoim, because if it's a beged yoim bayoim, then I've got both Rishonim, both groups of Rishonim holding that I can make a bracha on these tzitzis. Now, interestingly, when we talk about yoim and laila, and let's focus from now on the shittas Rambam, which is maybe easier to understand. That everything depends not on the type of beged, but on the time of day. By yoim I'm chayav to put on tzitzis. By laila I'm not chayav to put on tzitzis. The same beged. It depends on yoim and laila. Now there's many mitzvahs which need yoim. Let's talk about lulav. We've spoken already about lulav. L'chachtum l'chem b'yoim arishon. The Gemara learns out. It's got to be by day. By yoim. It's got to be by day. What are the parameters? What are the borders? What's called yoim and what's called laila? So regular mitzvahs, sugi megillah, mishnah megillah, anything which needs yoim, we say lechatzchila you have to wait for neitzach hamor. And b'diavid, you can already, if you did it from alois hashachar, you're already yoitza. In other words, alois hashachar has a din of day. B'diavid, neitzach hamor is lechatzchila. So let's say lulav. If I took a lulav from alois hashachar, I'm yoitza b'diavid. If I want to wait for lechatzchila dika time, which one should, then you wait for neitzach hamor. Now, when we get to tzitzis, and we talk about making a bracha on your tzitzis, like we said, only if it's a beged yoim bayoim. So what constitutes day legabe putting on tzitzis? So we would have expected this to be with the regular rules of yoim v'layla. And we'd expect to say that if somebody wears tzitzis, so lechatchile, you should only make a bracha after Netzach Hamor. But the Eved, if you made a bracha after Alois, then he would be yoitzer. The Emes says that's not really true, because even if you made the bracha balayla, you'd be yotze, because you've got, again, you've got sofik brachas lahoko, because if everything depends on the beged yoyim, then you're yotze even if you make a bracha banayt. But either way, let's talk about the zman lechatzchila. The zman lechatzchila of make a bracha sitzis should be the chayre from anetzach hama. But if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in the, I think it's Simen Yod Ches, which is the zman of when you can make a bracha nitzitzis. First, the Mechaber brings this machloikas. Interestingly, the Mechaber actually brings this machloikas, the Rosh and the Rambam. And then he says, we paskin, you only make a bracha if it's a beged yoyim by yoyim. And then the Mechaber says, me'emes ha-mevarach al tzitzis b'shacha. From when can you make a bracha on tzitzis in the morning? And as we know, the Mechaber says, mishayake ben tchele shabo leloy ben shabo. There's a new time of mishayake. Mishayake is sometime between Alois HaShach and Eitz HaChama, when a person can recognize the difference between Tcheles and the Tcheles thread and the Lavan thread, similar to the time of being able to recognize a friend within four Amos. Either way, it's a Shir Mishayake. The Rama adds, Vim Lof Shemei Alois HaShach HaVeilech, Yesh Oimrim Demevarech Alav. The Rama says, some say that if somebody wears tzitzis from Alois HaShacha, lechatzchile, you can make a bracha on the tzitzis. It doesn't actually say, it's a machlokes what the Rama means. Does he mean that you're allowed to put it on lechatzchile and make a bracha, or he means somebody who put it on should make a bracha lechatzchile? Either way, if somebody put on his tzitzis, says the Rama, from Alois HaShacha, he can make a bracha lechatzchile on his tzitzis v'chein noyagim. So we've got the first difference between other things which need yoyim and tzitzis which need yoyim. Because when it comes to other things, like we said, you got to wait lechatzchila for Netzach Hama. And here the Rama is saying very clearly, somebody puts on tzitzis from Alois HaShachar, you can make a bracha. V'chein noyagim. So, first difference. Second difference, there's a very small Magen Avraham here on this Rama. The Rama says, like we said, you can make a bracha on tzitzis from lechatzchila from Alois HaShacha, says the Magen Avraham, Venerali, the Hu Adin Ba'erev Ad Seisak Echavim, Gvaldi Yechidish. Somebody puts on tzitzis, Bein HaShmoshes. He puts on tzitzis at the time, which is Bein HaShmoshes, it's Sofik Yoyim, Sofik Laila, says the Magen Avraham, if you can make a bracha lechatzchila on your tzitzis from Alois HaShacha, then you can make a bracha lechatzchila on your tzitzis during Ba'erev Ad Seisak Echavim. This could be halacha lemaisa. Many poskim paskin like this Magen Avraham. For example, Yom Kippur by night, somebody comes late and he only puts on his tzitzis after shkia. It's ready bein hashmoshes. So according to Magen Avraham, he can make a bracha lechatzchila on his tzitzis. Mishabura brings the matir fry mischoilek. But there are many poskim who side with this Magen Avraham and they hold that the bracha, like we said from the Rama, lechatzchila you can make a bracha on tzitzis from Alois HaShacha, unlike usual mitzvahs where you have to wait for Netzach Hama lechatzchila. And when does the mitzvah finish? It goes till, when does the bracha finish? It goes all the way till Tzeisach Echadim. As I said to Magen Avraham, Chiddush of Magen Avraham. So Reb Kiv Egan Shulchan Aruch says, he doesn't understand this Magen Avraham. Because even if we'll say that, even if we go with the Rama said that lechatzchila you can make a bracha on tzitzis from Alois HaShacha, says Reb Kiv Egan, there's a fundamental difference between Alois HaShacha and Bein HaShmoshes. Alois HaShacha is at least usually b'di'evet considered yoyim. If somebody takes a lulav, like we said, from Alois HaShacha, b'di'evet is yoyim. So lechatzchila you got to wait for an Eitz HaChama. But b'di'evet, definitely, Alois HaShacha is a din of yoyim. Alois HaShacha imamahu, says Reb Kiv Egan. However, Bein HaShmoshes, what's Bein HaShmoshes? Bein HaShmoshes is Sofik Yoyim, Sofik Laila. We always say Bein HaShmoshes is Sofik Yoyim, Sofik Laila. So how can it be, says Reb Kiv Egan, even if we'll take on the first Kiddush of the Rama, that you can make a bracha on tzitzis lechatzchila from Alois HaShacha, that doesn't mean to say that in the evening it can stretch till Tzeisach Echavit. Because once you're in Bein HaShmoshes, says Reb Kiv Egan, that's really Sofik Yoyim, Sofik Laila. Sofik Yoyim, Sofik Laila, how can you make a bracha on your tzitzis? So, Reb Kiv Egan says, maybe we can apply the rule of Svek Sveika. Svek Sveika, why is it Svek Sveika? Svek Sveika means the double suffix of it. Let's picture this person. He's taken, he's got his tzitzis, and he's put them on Bein HaShmoshes. He's put them on at the time which is Sofik Yom Sofik Laila. Says Reb Kiv Egan, I'll tell you why the Magen Avraham says you can make a bracha on your tzitzis. Because we already mentioned that according to the Rosh, even if I wear beged yoyim balayla, I can make a bracha. Because according to the Rosh, everything depends on the type of beged that I'm wearing. So according to the Rosh, I'm definitely okay. I've taken this Beged Yoim, it's Bein HaShmoshes, of course I can make a bracha. Even if I take this same Beged Balayla, I can make a bracha. Because this Beged is a Beged Yoim. So according to the Rosh, I'm fine. So what we worried about? We worried about the shitta of the Rambam. The Rambam holds, it doesn't depend on the Beged Yoim. A Beged Laila depends whether it's Yoim or whether it's Laila. But this is Bein HaShmoshes, it's still a Sofik. So according to the Rosh, I'm clear. According to the Rambam, it's a Sofik. So that's the classical Sfek Sfekas Ezra Kivega. Because on one side, I'm definitely fine. And even in the other side, there's a Sofik whether I'm fine. Again, I've taken the Beged Bein HaShmoshes, I'm putting it on. The Magen Avraham says it can make a bracha. Asked Rabbi Kiva Eger, how can you make a bracha Bein HaShmoshes? Even if you can make a bracha from Alois, Lechatchila, but Bein HaShmoshes is like Sofik Yom Sofik Laila. The answer is, you go Sfek Sfekas Ezra Kiva Eger. Sofik, we pass in like the Rosh, Sofik, we pass in like the Rambam. If we pass in like the Rambam, then I can't make a bracha. If we pass in like the Rosh, then I can. And even if we pass in like the Rambam, it could be I could also make a bracha, because it could be it's Yoim now. Correct, yeah. So we're talking about, you're wearing Ksus Yoim. Sorry, should have said that. Yeah, he's wearing Ksus Yoim. He's wearing Ksus Yoim Bein HaShmoshes. Says the Kivegas, it's fake, fake, Sofik, according to the Rambam, according to the Rosh, I can definitely make a bracha anyway, even by Laila Mamish. And even according to the Rosh, I can still make a bracha because it's a Sofik Yoim, Sofik Laila. Kivegas suggests this, and the Prima Godim suggests the same thing. But then Kivegas says, he says, "V'tzorachin ledina." He's not happy to stay with this. This is a very big shaila. It's negeh in many, many places in Shulchan Aruch. Can you make a bracha based on the Sfek Sfeika? It's negeh a lot in Hilchos Sfiras Ayna. The Reb Kiva Eger could be didn't want to just make a hachra like this that you can make a bracha on the Sfek Sfeika, although it would make sense over here. Reb Kiva Eger didn't want to just take on that tzat because then we'd have a clear raya that you can make a bracha on the Sfek Sfeika. Could be Reb Kiva Eger didn't want that. So Reb Kiva Eger suggests a second teretz.
Why is it more likely you should make a bracha on
a
Sfek Sfeika than on a Sofik?
Okay,
maybe it's less likely you should make a bracha.
Because according to most Stodim, let's keep it simple, it's according to most Stodim, according to Roiv, I can make a bracha. There's a Roiv Stodim in a Hakel.
Well, here I've got two Sfeikas. I've got double Sofik here.
Yeah, but I've got double Sofik Lekula.
Yeah.
That means according to one side I can definitely make, and even according to the other side it could be I can make, so. Why? Could be the Zlaila. Again, it could be that the Aloch is like the Rosh. And if it's the Aloch is like the Rosh, then everything depends. No, if the Aloch is like. No, but that's again the Rosh. Again, according to the Rosh, it depends on the. Yeah. It's a Ksus Yoim. According to Rosh, Yevadachai. According to Rosh, definitely Chai. Even Balayle Chai. According to the Ramam, Sofik Yoim, Sofik Laila.
You say this Sfek Sfeika gives me more stuff than Lachai.
That's
what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's not making it more of a Sofik.
Okay. It's not more of a Sofik. No, Rosh Stodim Laheta, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's Reb Kivega. So that's the first. Reb Kivega is talking. He doesn't want to be soim on that. So Reb Kivega introduces us to a new concept, which is a gvaldig yisoid, and that's Reb Kivega blives. Reb Kivega wants to say like this. He says, actually, we can say that, and with this, we're going to answer why Alois Hashacha is lechatchila as well. We've got two. We said we have two discrepancies, two differences. We find it different than the usual parameters of Yom and Laila. Here we're saying from Alois Hashacha is lechatchila, although usually it's b'diavad. And we're also saying that that you can make a bracha bein hashmoshes.
Can we guess? Is there anything to do with the reason why
so? Oh,
the seeing.
Right. Very good. So Reb Kivega says something very important. He says he brings a Maotche Megillah. And he says that it's nothing to do with the Yom Belayla about tzitzis. Like Mr. Wieselfeld saying, in other words, usually, when, let's say by Lulav, you know why by Lulav, it's lechatchila from Alois and Bediyevet, from Netzachama and Bediyevet from Alois HaShacha, because everything depends on Yom Belayla. The Torah says, L'kach lechem b'yom arishon. You want to know what's called Yom, Zog de Matcha, Kiveg brings this from the Maltham Megillah. If you want to know what's called Yoim, Yoim is called from Anetzachama Lechatzchila from Alesa Shacha B'diyevet. But if you want to know the parameters of tzitzis, by tzitzis it doesn't say anywhere the word yoim. It says a reisa moisa. It says the matcha. Everything by tzitzis is not tali on day and night. It's tali on the zman reiya or not the zman reiya. Says the matcha, from alois hashachar, the reason why you can make a bracha lechatzchila is because from alois hashachar you can start seeing. That's when till then is totally black, total darkness. From alois hashachar you can really start seeing a bit, there's a certain element of seeing. So that's why lechatzchila you can make a bracha from alois hashachar. Bein hashmoshes, you can also see. So therefore, bein hashmoshes is also good. So the reason why the among Avraham is meikel bein hashmoshes was based on the fact that the Ramah was meikel from Aleis HaShachar Lechatzchila. And that tells us tzitzis, he went with the shit samot, tzitzis doesn't depend on yoyim v'layla, it depends on nori yisamayisa. If it depends on nori yisamayisa, then you can make a bracha, till layla, even bein hashmoshes you can make a bracha, because it's still b'chlau or yisamayisa. There's one big problem with this, l'chayra. What's the problem with this? It's a good issue for the Mogen Avraham, but l'chayra for the Ramah, it's not such a good issue. If we're going to try and answer for this, why the Ramah held you can make a bracha lechatzchila from Aleis HaShachar, it doesn't really work. And the Levush asked, the Eli Rav, sorry, asked the following question, that the Ramah, the end of Sifa Aleph said, what's the halacha if somebody's daven Maariv? So again, in the summer, somebody puts on a fresh pair of tzitzis for Shabbos, and he does his hands weren't clean, whatever reason, he didn't make a bracha on his tzitzis. And he realizes after he's daven maariv. He daven maariv before nacht. So the Ramah says, "Achat tefilas aravis ava pisha dain yoyim hu ein levarach alav." You don't make a bracha on tzitzis after you've davened maariv. So it's a gevaldige kasha here. Bishleim, if you learn that everything depends on day and night, like usual day and night, so then we could say, okay, if I've daven maariv, I've keilu made it the next day. It might be light outside, but I made it the next day because I've done Maariv already. So if I made it the next day, it depends on Yom Belayla, it's already Layla, it's too late. But if we're saying the Faket, we're saying it doesn't depend on Yom Belayla. It depends on Zman Riyah, everything depends on when you can see. Once enough committed that I've done Maariv, let it be tonight, I've done Maariv before Nacht. So it could be it's Thursday already, but it doesn't matter because I can still see. Just like Ben Ashmoshes is Sophic Layla, and that doesn't disturb me because the mice of Ben Ashmoshes I can see. Who I did if I've done Maariv, then why should that stop me making bracha my tzitzis? I've done Maariv, but I can still see. If it depends on the reason, I say, why should I not be able to make a bracha after Maariv? So it's a good issue, like we said, from Mong Avraham. Mong Avraham could be held after Maariv, you could still make a bracha, but it's a gevaldige kasha to learn the Ramah like this, and to say the pshat in the Ramah, why you can make from Aleis HaShachar Lechatzchila, is because it doesn't depend on Yom V'Laila, it depends on seeing in Cain. If it depends on seeing, then I should be able to make a bracha, even though I've davened Maariv. I'll say something very geschmack. Just to finish with, based on this, the Chasam Sofer asks the Kasha, he says that the Sma says that when it comes to Hilchas Dayanim, the din, some cases of din, also need to have yoim. So the Sma says that if you light a candle, then and you make the room bright, artificial light, the Sma says that's got the din of yoim. As I stated, the Sma, not going to the halacha, but that's what the Sma says. If you light a candle by night, it's got a din of yom legabe mishpat. And the Chasam Sofer says this is mufrach from Hilchas Tzitzis, because he says tzitzis should definitely be like that. Because if it depends on the reisa moisai, everything depends on seeing. If the Sma holds that lighting a candle is also called seeing, it doesn't depend on natural seeing, then by tzitzis, if you're in the light, you should be chayv to wear tzitzis. And then says the Chasam Sofer, it's not going to be a mitzvah as one grommet, because you're chayv 24/7 as long as you made some light. So Eblayb Shvev to Sma from Hilchas Tzitzis. And finally, by Kiddush Levona, there's a minig to look at your tzitzis after you finish Kiddush Levona, just to look at the tzitzis. And I once heard that the reason for this minig is because it's like this week's parasha, we say at the end of Kiddush Levona that when Mashiach comes, if ye oyra avona k'oyra chama, that when Mashiach comes, the oyra avona is going to be as bright as today's sunlight. And therefore, when Mashiach comes, we're going to be chayv b'tzitzis b'layla, according to the matzah. Because if it depends on day and night, it'll still be day and night. But if it depends on seeing, then I can see my tzitzis, I'll be able to see the tzitzis, and therefore we'll be chayv to put on tzitzis by night when Mashiach comes, and there's remnants of that, we take out the tzitzis. And it's nothing to do with v'zois ha-Torah lo tehi mochlefes, because the Torah is not changing. The Torah says it depends on Riyah. And the nature's changing. The we'll have the ability to see by night. Mitzvah Mishu Bizoy for the Korav to Bishmashiach Tzitzchenu to Lailok Yom Yoy.